Let's see. You may want to know, how is Pablo today? How would you say, how is Pablo?
¿Cómo es?
Hmm?
¿Cómo está Pablo?
Right. ¿Cómo está Pablo today?
Hoy.
Hoy. ¿Cómo está Pablo hoy? How is he? ¿Cómo está Pablo? How is Pablo today? And you may want to say, oh, he is sick today. The word for sick is enfermo, infirmity, enfermo. So he is sick today would be Pablo
Pablo está
está
enfermo hoy.
right. Pablo está enfermo hoy. He is sick. Yes. But if you were to say, Pablo es enfermo, what would that mean? Now it becomes a characteristic. Es enfermo would be he is a sick person. Not that he is sick today, but he is a sick person. Yeah, that becomes the characteristics. He can be physically sick, an invalid, or mentally sick, or whatever. He's a sick person. Es enfermo. Okay. It's Domingo, Sunday, and here Pablo llegar is to arrive. Llegar, spelled LLEGAR. So when you arrive there, yes, it's llegar. Yes. Okay. Now, here is Pablo, and he is borracho. Borracho means drunk. So how would you say, oh, look, mirar is to look. Pablo is drunk, would be.
Pablo está borracho.
Right. Pablo está borracho. How is he? He is drunk. Está borracho. But if somebody says, Pablo es borracho, what would that mean?
He's always drunk.
Hmm?
He's a drunk.
He is a drunk, it's right. There's a difference. So you see what I mean, that it adds to the expressiveness, to the dimension, a different dimension in the expressiveness of the Spanish language. Pablo S. Borracho, he is a drunk. He's an alcoholic. Okay. Let's take vestido. Vestido, spelled VESTIDO, means dressed. Bien vestido means, bien means well. So bien vestido means
Well
well dressed.
well dressed. Ah, it's again Domingo, Sunday. Here's Pablo. Surprise, surprise. He's well dressed today. How would you say that? Pablo?
Pablo es bien vestido
Today.
hoy.
Yes?
Shouldn't it be esta?
Why?
Because he's dressed well today, he might not be dressed well every day.
Very good. Yes. Surprise, surprise. Yes. He's well dressed today. Yes. But the way you said it, es bien vestido, what would that mean?
That he's always well
Right.
dressed.
He's a good dresser. Yes, he's always well dressed. No surprise. So es bien vestido, yes. He's well dressed. He's a good dresser. But look. Mira. Mire, Pablo está bien vestido hoy. So here you see the difference, la diferencia between ser and estar. If you want to say, I am a professor, would be, will you use estoy or soy?
Estoy. No, soy.
Right.
Soy.
Soy profesor. Again, I am ready. I am ready is not a permanent characteristic. So I am ready would be?
Estoy listo.
Right, estoy listo. But you can also say in Spanish, soy listo. Because it so happens that listo has two meanings. Listo, ready, is not a permanent characteristic. And you use estar, yes, for to be ready. Yes, estoy listo, está listo. Yes, for you are ready, he is ready, she is ready, it is ready, está. But listo also means clever. Clever is a permanent characteristic. So if you want to say, I am clever would be?
Soy listo.
Soy listo. He is clever would be?
El es.
Right.
Listo.
El es listo. She is clever.
Ella es lista.
Right. Ella es lista. She is ready.
Ella está lista.
Right. Mm-hmm. Ella está lista.